I wanted to dedicate the learning tonight, the Mishnah, as an Aliyas Neshama, to his father, Rabbi Abiwar Haftig. The Mishnah that we're up to discusses, depending on how one interprets it according to the Rishonim, what is either a Chiyuv Derabbanan, or at minimum an Eitz HaTova, a correct practice, having to do with how one approaches the idea of going at it oneself. In principle, there's a din d'oraisa that a yachin mumcha, somebody who's a real expert, who's a real talmid chacham, doesn't need a bezdin, doesn't need two people with him to judge. Pasuk says betzedek tishbor amisacha. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa that he could do it. Tishbot is a lashon yachid, that he could do it by himself. That being said, the question is, should he do it by himself? And our Mishnah comes to tell us that this is not the way to go. So this is the 10th Mishnah. Hu haya omer al tidan yachidi shein dan yachidi ela echad. Only Kaddish Baruch Hu can really judge himself. So again, there are some who say this is really a chiyuv. There are others who understand that this is an Eitz HaTova, that this is a musar, this is the right thing to do. Ve'al tomar, and this is very important, kablu dati shehin rishon velo ata. So the comment is made by the Bar Tanura in the following way. So let's say a person begrudgingly goes along with this Mishnah. They're a dayan, they're a big Talmud Chacham, but they know that there's a Mishnah out there that says they shouldn't be a dayan yechidi, that they should be mitzariv to other people with them. Unless you have sometimes you have somebody who's brought in, like for a mediation type situation, that's a little different. But a standard Bezdin operation, so he's thinking to himself, really, I'm only doing this because there's a Mishnah. These guys are not, these guys are here to basically fill the chairs, right? So the Bar Tanura explains, that's the wrong attitude, right? That if you're doing this just to comply with the Mishnah in a very superficial sense, then you're missing the point. Because the point is that you're the biggest Talmud Chacham here, but there's something called a masa umatan in Torah, that by talking things out, right, so that you can clarify things, you take people's opinions seriously, you can get to a much much better place. And that's actually the way the Rambam explains a strange Gemara, and gets quoted, but it's a little strange on its face. The Gemara says, "Mi talmida yoser mi bekulam," that I learn more from my students than anybody. So like, how is that possible? What do you mean? How could you possibly learn more from your students than from your Rebbeim? Like, I like to kid around sometimes with my own students about that. Like, the Rebbe must not know very much if the students are the ones teaching him. So the Rambam explains that's not what it means. It means something more than that. What it means is that the students ask questions that get the Rebbe to reevaluate things. That if he's really open to their point of view, say, wait a second, I've seen this 20 times now, and how I'm not even really thinking my way through it. I've sort of settled into the way that I'm thinking my way through this topic. But if you see things, anew, through a different light, then you can appreciate, how much there is to be gained. So that's the idea, that midaraisa, he could do it on his own. But once he's going to include those other two people, either as a chiyuv derabbanan or just as an Eitz HaTova, because we don't like the idea of anybody besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu being Eitz. So the question is, how do you relate to those people? And that comes up so often in life, where somebody has subordinates, but they don't really take them seriously. They're not really interested in what they have to say. They're there because they have to be, or whatever it is. Somebody's got to fill the position, but that's no way of going about it. And you can really learn so much if you're only open to it. Again, not to be controversial at all, but I was with my daughter in the parade yesterday, and it was her first time seeing what many of us are used to, is that, from my point of view, with love for all Jews, something very unfortunate of Jews protesting against Medinas Yisrael. It's like my mother said, if you don't have anything nice to say, you don't have to say it. You could stay home, but to make a point of being there. So, with an 8-year-old who's never seen this before, she says, "Daddy, these people are Jewish." And I said, "Yes, but," she said, "that's not an Israeli flag." I said, "That is not an Israeli flag." She says, "I think they're confused." And I thought for a second and I said, "I do too. That's a good way of thinking about it. Instead of getting angry, sometimes I do, why can't you just stay home, doing this in front of the world?" But, I thought that was very charitable. I don't know if she meant it exactly to be that way, but yeah, maybe that's a better way of thinking about that whole situation. As Jews, we love all Jews very, very much, even Jews who maybe could work a little bit on their Avas Yisrael themselves. But be that as it may, there's something to be said for opening one's perspective to somebody who's looking at things, and maybe not for the 20th time or 25th time, but something for the first time. Rabbi Chananel ben Akasha, Ritz Kadosh Baruch.